This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backends?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And hit me with technology.
Anybody sick of science says yet?
Science.
By the way, thank you, Captain Kirk. That was the William Shatner version of the Thomas Dolby classic, She Blinded Me With Science. Welcome, folks, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and heretical scientific thoughts, where we question the consensus about global warming, for sure. And that's where we'll kick off the show today. By the way, I want to say a special belated happy birthday to Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer superstar that she is, making the website look so good. And it was yesterday, and I was so in the midst of the show, I heard rumor about it, but I was just totally immersed. Or I should say tootally immersed, because that would be a millennial thing to say. And the Soho expert. Tootles, right? Totes. Totes immersed.
Tots.
Yes, right. Tater totes.
Oh, dude. Tater tots. Speaking of tots, did you see? I know we're not fans of Burger King, but did you see that Burger King has a new commercial out for their cheese tater tots?
No, and I have not seen that.
They brought back together the two characters, Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro, to do the commercial about the tots.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of entertaining.
I did not see that. Cheese tater tots. Okay. Well, who was it that did to all beef patties special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles?
Pickled onions on a sesame seed bun. That would be the Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
McDonald's. Yes.
And then, so Burger King had it your way. Is that right?
Yeah.
Have it your way. Yeah. So, you know, just so you know, folks, we're a product of the fast food millennia, pre-millennial millennials, right? We were eating that junk when it came into being before it was a staple. You know, it was supposed to be a delicacy, and my body was like, it was like every day, dude. I was sick as a dog because of it, but I didn't know. Doctor said it was a drug deficiency, so they kept giving me drugs. But we'll go to that because it relates to doctors and scientists. The opening salvo on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, advanced medicine today, of course, with Dr. Rasha Bittar. If you got questions or comments, line up on the phone right now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. This video has been dancing around the internet, I guess on YouTube. I don't know who these two bozos are that put it out, but it's all about you people that want to eat organic food. How dare you? You're climate heretics. You take up more space, you pump out more greenhouse gas emissions than those who grow genetically engineered foods. And it's not a spoof, it's not an onion video. These people, I think, actually believe the GMO Kool-Aid they're drinking.
See, you thought this was a parody.
I thought it was a parody.
Of some part, but
it had to be.
The very first panel on this video, it basically has a statement. If you care about the planet, stop buying organic food. What?
Really? Oh, my gosh. What have I been doing? It's kind of like that article years ago on the USA Today that said colloidal silver or nano silver particles damage epithelial lining of your gut. I'm reading the headline. I'm going, oh, my gosh, what have I done? I've been hurting everybody. I thought I was helping heal their gut. And, of course, I went to the original article, and it turned out it was half true. The half truth, it was healing. Well, let me say it was harming epithelial cells of the gut, the lining of the gut. But what it didn't tell you in the USA Today was it was harming epithelial cancer cells. He's like, nobody would complain about that, right? And so they're saying, yeah, don't do the organic food because it's harming the environment. It's causing global harming. Because there ain't no global warming, folks, at least not man-made cause. There's global harming, and that is man-made, but there's also global harming from nature. You could say nature makes global harming because the spewing out of volcanic ash and dust and things like that. Now, having said that, doesn't mean I'm all for poisoning the planet. In fact, I've been the one to argue ever since there was an Al Gore, to say if Al, you had come out and said, yeah, global pollution's a problem. You would have had a hard time having to defend yourself because you wouldn't have to defend yourself. The fact you came out and made an unsubstantiated claim that is shown to be, well, the opposite may be happening. And going into global cooling meant that you didn't care about what you said you cared about. You wanted to make money. And a great article by John Rappaport just came out today, and it's posted up at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. And it goes into the global harming coming from Al Gore. Is the global warming hustle finally falling apart? Al Gore stuffed $98 million into his lockbox while saving the world, by John Rappaport. You got to read this article. You begin to see Trump, by not bowing down to global warming alarmists, they're going to call him unscientific and every name in the book like they did anybody who didn't agree with the religion of global warming. Again, this isn't Robert Scott Bell speaking out against the environment. This is Robert Scott Bell saying, if you care about the environment, yes, you will grow organically, whether it's certified or not, and you will eat organic, but you will also recognize that the global warming hoax is a hoax to profit off of and enslave you. And I may get into that some more here, but the blinded me with science, and the science says, stop buying organic to save the planet. I'm like, dude, even if you kept buying GMOs, you're not going to save or kill the planet. The planet's going to spit you off like the parasite that you are and go on living and being just fine without you. But if you think that global warming is caused by growing organic food.
It's hard to say that with a straight face, isn't it?
It really is. There are two people listed at the end of that video. I wonder if we can call them up and get them on the air. I'd just like to ask them a few questions. Don't know if they understand the words coming out of my mouth, but I would do that.
Well, this comes from the folks at the New Scientist, where they're a magazine. I've seen them before, where they're supposed to be the cutting edge on science and technology. And in the video, they say that farming is the second largest source of greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. And because organic farming requires more land per yield, in other words, the yields are lower, according to them, in organic farming than the genetically factory farming.
Right.
That means it requires more land. And then they go in to say that in the tropics, that often means cutting down more rainforest. So we're destroying the rainforest by growing organic food.
Is that the reason the rainforests have been destroyed for generations now so they could grow organic food? I just don't recall that being the case.
No, there's so much BS in this thing because it hasn't been organic farming. It's been all of the logging and the cutting down of the forest for trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tie into
oil.
This. They say that organic food results on average in higher greenhouse gas emissions than, quote, conventional farming. And then they go on to talk about how the answer to all of this and reducing farming emissions is genetic modification.
Wow. They're not going to stop until we're all eating food out of a transporter or a paste that's called Soylent Green.
And I got to tell you, there's nothing scientific about this. This is pure skeptic propaganda. And the way that you know this is further on into the video. They go on and they say that, and here's another thing, Robert. Did you catch this?
What?
They're pushing for something called climate labels on food.
That's right. We want to know the impact on the climate.
Wait a minute. We can't have genetic GMO labels on the food.
Right, no GMO labeling, but now we want climate labeling.
Climate labels on the food.
To dissuade you from eating organically grown food.
Then they go on to basically insult anybody who wants to buy organic food by saying that people that do have been hoodwinked by feel-good mumbo-jumbo. Well, now there's a scientific term.
That's it. The new scientist using that ultra-scientific word, mumbo-jumbo.
Now, this got a lot of reaction. A lot of people were really irritated with this and mocked the heck out of this on the new scientist Facebook page. So nice. I don't think people are fooled by this.
All right. Well, there is a poll that says Americans are split on the value of organic versus GMO foods. And I read that. I think that's good because at least half the people are not eating it. That means there's more for me. But in reality, if you look at the article, it's like if this were an election, like a presidential election, it would be considered a landslide. Honestly, the percentage when you read it, 55% said organic produce healthier than conventional. 41% said no different. So 55 to 41, that's a landslide in elections. Nearly 4 out of 10 said GMO foods are worse for health than other foods, 40%. So that's a good sign. Genetically, they go in there. Data suggests people's divisions are linked to their interest in food issues and how they think food consumption ties to their well-being. Well, you think? I mean, why do I eat organically grown foods? Why did I make the switch? Because I perceived there was a health benefit. And when that health benefit was realized, I never looked back. It wasn't a fad for me. It wasn't like, oh, the latest, greatest thing. Let's go organic because somebody's wearing cute leotards and says that we should eat organic. That's not why I did it. Honest. You know, my body has paid me back in dividends that beyond my age compared to where I started. So you've got a poll here that's saying 55% of the people are saying to global warming based on that new scientist video that eating organic is somehow that's harmful to the environment. Silly. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, let's think about this for a second. Mm-hmm. If organic farming is the cause of a huge cause of global warming, then that would mean that all of the farming prior to just how many years ago, not that long ago, when they invented GMO, all of the farming all the way back to cavemen must be the reason why we've got global warming, because it was considered basically organic farming that
everything
for thousands
was.
Of years.
It was just called farming way back when.
Let's blame the Egyptians. The Egyptians called because they were farming, right? I mean, this is silly.
Grow like an Egyptian. All right, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, scientific irreverence, and Superdawn, right? The Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a question of the day coming up that's going to make you and me feel old, Super D. Are you ready for that? It's going to be weird.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do that. Also, the myth of drinking fluids when you're ill. Somebody says you shouldn't. Oy vey. Could this be another scientific heresy segment coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, mold, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There's always got to be one moron to spoil it for the rest of us, right? All these years we thought drinking water was good, right? Plenty of fluids, especially when you're ill. They say starve a fever, feed a cold, or whatever, but drink. Water, water, water. Hydrate. But maybe not so fast, according to this latest article in Medical News Today. They say, well, you know, theoretically it's good advice, but I don't know. Got to be careful. Water intoxication in a woman with a simple urinary tract infection. So, one paper published in the BMJ Case Reports Journal is going to throw into question the entire history of drinking water, just like we threw into question the entire history of growing food on planet Earth, which now causes global harming, or warming. GMO causes global harming, I will say. Water intoxication. So this case study reports a 59-year-old woman who drank too much water because of her UTI, right? They say if you have a UTI, drink water. She drank so much water that she ended up, did she end up dying?
No, she recovered.
Oh my gosh, she recovered.
They reduced her water intake, okay. and she recovered.
So it didn't even kill her. But yet, now we must call into question drinking water. Now, as I said, anybody can do too much of a good thing, and it could be harmful. And this is something like the skeptics will try to call us out on, right? When we talk about the toxic danger of mercury in a vaccine. Oh, it's just a little bit. Right. So a little bit is not a big deal. But if you drink too much, it's a problem. Now, of course, we've had questions like this on the air, in fact. And I talked about if you have a fear of drinking too much water, because if you're sweating out in the desert, you almost don't know and you end up dehydrated. And as I mentioned to you before my visit to Israel when I was a teenager, one of my visits there, we were doing a hike through the desert. I think it was in En Gedi or something. And when we got back to the bus, one of the counselors, because we were one of the kids, one of the counselors drank so much water so fast that he threw it up immediately. The body knew, it protected him. That's why they say if you're super dehydrated, just sip slowly, or they'll even do IV because it'll be hard to get it back in orally. But in the case of this woman who was drinking too much water, it upset the mineral balance. And we don't want you to do that. And, you know, so I said, you know, put some sea salt, some Celtic salt, some mineral salt, some minerals in there. Mix a packet of Oxylent in the water, which will, put those minerals in. So you're not going to upset that balance if you go. But you have to drink a lot of water. It's not like you can drink, a quart or a glass that's going to get you there. But remember, with a UTI, the liver is stressed. The liver is stressed. And when the liver is stressed, the kidneys are stressed. So let's see. What do you say there, Super Don? Oh, drinking more can reduce.
Listen, there was a quote in this case study or in this article.
Yeah.
It threw me for a loop a little bit here. Now, I might be looking at this incorrectly, but
give it a go.
Give this a read and help me understand if I'm just completely crazy or not in a way I can't understand this.
Okay.
Go ahead and read it. I want to hear you.
All right. This is from the article. In the case of UTIs, I'm sorry, there's a lot of laughing going on from my just spirit here as I'm reading these things. Drinking more water than usual has been shown to temporarily reduce the number of bacteria in the urine. But the reasons for this remain unclear.
Okay.
I think your urine's a little cloudy. Maybe we ought to run it back through and drink it. Oh,
so
my gosh.
I'm reading this, and I'm going, all right, so if you are really hydrating, right?
Yeah.
And you're drinking a lot of water, is that not going to dilute the concentration of bacteria in your urine because you have been drinking so much water?
Hello, nurse, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking at this, I'm going, okay, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, maybe I just don't get this.
Moving it through.
Yeah, I mean, you've got water. I mean, it's diluted,
Yeah.
I mean, it's like taking a urinalysis with a lot of water in it. It's going to be hard to get a reading on some things because it's going to be very diluted. Well, I would assume the number of bacteria in the urine is also going to be diluted. But for some reason, it says here, the reasons for this remain unclear.
Well, maybe they need to get a different or another degree to figure this thing out. Now, hyponatremia is the name of the condition when you overhydrate, when you get abnormally low levels of sodium. That's what I say. Drop some Celtic salt, some sea salt, something in there, and you're not going to have that problem. But you do want to increase fluids to urinate out, to cleanse out the stuff that the kidneys are struggling with. Often, the UTIs come because of low-level chronic dehydration. And I would argue that you should look into the Echo Water System. Go to robertswater.com, clean up your water, add the molecular hydrogen in there, and you'll neutralize some of the harmful free radicals that can also put a burden on your liver and kidneys. All right, back with a question of the day to make Super Don and RSB feel old after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
No, sir, up as they are, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And, of course, they stay up forever. But, you know, go to robertscottbell.com. Check them out. Cap Morgan would appreciate it. And it was her birthday yesterday. Say a happy, happy, happy birthday. Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer. Now, she's perpetually 28. That's cool. Millennials can do that. They're magic. The magical millennials. What are we doing now? Oh, we are about to go to a question of the day, but before that, Super Don, I don't know if you've been able to see this, but of course this H.R. 34 21st Century Cures Act, we've been talking about it the past week or more, whenever it was it got on our radar screen, and it's amazing what's in this thing. The Senate is supposed to vote on it today or have already voted on it today. We're trying to figure out if they actually have or not.
And the stuff in here is just stunning. I think this was not originally a bill about anything like this, but of course, they always got to tag 100,000
different things. It was originally a bill that was designed to address tsunamis.
Tsunamis, yes. So the tsunami you're going to be feeling are the needles, the wave of needles coming your way and your kids' way if this thing passes as is. Now, it contained a provision, Section 2263. It said clinical testing of medical devices or drugs no longer requires the informed consent of the subjects if the testing poses no more than minimal risk and includes safeguards. Okay, that sounds great, doesn't it? No longer do you have to be told anything about what you're going through. That means informed consent is gone. But it's only because it's a minimal risk and there are safeguards. But Super Don, what's the definition of minimal or safeguards? It ain't there. There's no clear definition. That's the government playing fast and loose with your life, the life of your children. Remember, they say vaccines are safe and effective. 1 in 1,000,000 are harmed. That's government definition for you. Informed consent, gone. No longer needing to really test the stuff because we say it's minimal, the risk. We have safeguards. The section basically eliminates the requirement of informed consent for using experimental drugs or procedures on you or your family. Remember, delegitimizing government? This bill would further do that. Even if Trump's in the White House, unless he does something about it, I don't know. We'll see where that goes. So, any word on the Senate, if they voted on it yet, Super D?
No, I haven't seen anything yet, but as soon as I find something, I will let you know.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, it's time for us to feel old because we've got a question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Brittany. Hello, Brittany. Up in the final frontier there in Alaska, I think. Yes, she says, hello, Robert and Super Don. Super Don, you're in on this one. Make sure you're paying attention.
Yes,
I wanted to make sure you guys know about your listeners up here in Alaska. I'm 21, and I consider myself a long-time listener. 21. Okay, let's hear this. My parents always played talk radio in the house, and you were always a favorite. I still listen to you guys every night. Holy tamale. She's 21.
Wow.
Grew up listening to the Robert Scott Bell
like,
Show.
Because right? You're 21 and you're a long time listener, that means you were listening when you were a kid. So just bizarre, man. I mean, I love it when people comment this way because you got to admit we do this 6 days a week.
Yes.
And a lot of the time, it almost kind of feels like we're just talking to each other, right? You know, I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, we're bouncing
these
things off.
We're so alone. Is anybody out there?
And so to get a message like this from somebody who has been listening to us since they were a kid, that is just awesome. I can't think of anything more awesome than that.
Do you remember, like, any time you've said that to somebody, like, I used to listen to you when I was a kid, or I've listened to you since I was a kid, or watched you since I was a kid? I mean, that's kind of because that's what they're doing to us now.
Yeah. First time caller, long time listener.
Right. Millennials. Yeah. The millennials are happening. And the post millennials, we got them. And of course, we've got, we've got a lot of young listeners. We've had that for many years. And, shout out to all the kids that are growing into young adults with this kind of information. There's hope for the future, right? Let's see. Brittany says, I have so many questions and comments of the day, but for now I'll limit myself. Perhaps if my comment makes it to air, I'll leave some more for you guys.
Well, there you go.
Brittany, you better get your typewriter going. You don't even know what a typewriter is. You're 21. You know what I mean?
You're committed keyboard. Now. You're
right.
Committed.
Right. You got to keep it going. Make us feel old or young or happy. I don't know. Either way. Anyhow, I have a couple of random questions, she says. My first question. I know the importance and am very careful when it comes to the chemicals I expose myself to every day, such as hair and skin products. One thing I don't hear of very often, however, is products like candles and incense. I love incense, and only in the past few months have I begun to wonder about the ingredients and what happens when I burn them. All right, this is kind of cool because yesterday we were talking about ear candles. And why is it that Doc Harmony is so, I'd say, religious in a sense, on quality of her ear candles? They're only using food-grade wax and beeswax. They're using organic cotton, global warming, alarmists, and, you know, they've got safety tips, all this stuff. So you can burn that stuff and you're not going to be inhaling toxic fumes. Relative to, if we compare it to, for instance, many of the candles and incense that's sold, certainly in mainstream Walmart, Squalmarts, and drugstores. But even, you got to be careful in health food stores. We've talked about this. Health food stores carry a mix, some real whole food nutrition that we would support, and some synthetic isolates that come from, like, coal tar and pharmaceutical companies. You have to know the difference. And I would say for those that want to burn incense, it's like you can burn sage. Have you ever smudged? You know what that is? Smudging, that term is, Super Don?
I am familiar with that, and yes, I have experienced that before.
Yeah, I think people know about smudging. It's like whether it's to rid your home of evil spirits or negative energy, they'll burn sage throughout the house, okay? That's an aroma that comes out, whatever else it does energetically. But that's different than some of the incense candles that you can buy. You've just got to be careful. My feeling is if you can't find a clean burning incense, that you look to something like essential oils. Right? And one of my favorite finds this weekend, I don't know if I mentioned it, the winter fire thing that Doc Harmony put together, had wintergreen and a number of other blends together. It's really good. I've never seen that before, never smelled that before all together. So essential oils are the way to go in terms of making your house smell lovely and wonderful. And a lot of the candles, and especially a lot of the so-called, I don't know what these systems are that you plug in, like Glade plug-ins, right? Well, they electrically do something to something, but there's a lot of phthalates, right? Carcinogens floating through the air that you're breathing in. Also, endocrine disruptors, so you're altering the endocrine integrity, your hormones, especially kids. So, Brittany, you're bringing up a very, very important point. If you like to burn things in your house, in Alaska, can you burn weed? Can you do that? Was Alaska one of those places you can do that? Super D?
I believe, yes, it is legal in Alaska, yes.
And, of course, what did they call it? Because they couldn't get organic certification for cannabis?
There was one place they had to refer to it as ladybug assisted.
Ladybug assisted, right.
Yes.
Making sure it's organic quality, even if it's not certified, so ladybug assisted. So, yes, great thing. D-limonene, right? We get orange TKO. That's an essential, if you will, oil, too. And that can provide just an uplifting, cleaning, purifying scent in the air. So I'm not an expert on incense, but I will say you want to check out whoever's making it to make sure there's nothing harmful that's going to be burned in that incense mix. Another question, Brittany says. She says, is your guy's opinion on kombucha? Kombucha. You guys always mention the health benefits of fermented foods. I'm going to begin brewing my own small batches very, very soon. You know as well as I do that even when something does show benefits, there will always be negative information floating around the internet. Personally, I'm in love with kombucha because a while ago I was having a pretty bad stomach ache. I realized that I had a kombucha in the fridge, so I decided to crack it open. It made sense to me knowing that it is abundant with probiotics. It worked. Now that is why I buy it. I save it for times I know I'll be eating a good meal or if I happen to eat something that disturbs my stomach. It has never failed to cure one of my stomach aches. I do have a very sensitive stomach, but I truly believe that that is due to artificial ingredients, hormones, antibiotics, etc. in the food I often find myself eating, which always makes me feel like crap. See, this is someone that knows that what she's putting in her body matters, and she's sensitive enough to recognize that the symptoms are not evidence of a drug deficiency, whether it be an OTC like Alka-Seltzer that we grew up on, or whether it be much worse like a proton pump inhibiting drug to stop stomach acid production altogether. Brittany says, I try to eat as well as I can, but right now I have no income and I'm not the one buying food in the house. All right, now on that issue, the evidence is in your belly. You drank the kombucha, your belly got better. Over the weekend, my belly at one point wasn't feeling so good, Super Don. It really wasn't. And I went over to my friends at Dr. O'Hara's, Essential Formulas. I got a couple of the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and I didn't swallow them in the gel cap to go into the small intestine. I felt it was upper GI. My stomach was upset for some reason, and I chewed them up. and I spit out the outer coating. I didn't need it, and I swallowed it. And I've done that over time, and that was my winning combination in that moment. I didn't have kombucha. And the reason why I don't talk about kombucha on the show much is because I did it in the 90s. That's so 90s, right? I was like, we were making kombucha in our home in the 90s.
See, and
we had the SCOBY and everything.
It didn't become cool until just a few years ago.
Yeah. You know, I'm not tooting my own horn being so far ahead of the game, but I've been in this for decades now. Old man Robert, right? And so for me it's like not new. And I guess, you know, to some degree, if it's not new and sexy, I'm not talking about it. No, I'm just kidding.
It's trendy now.
Yeah.
You know, and I've tried it. And I found that it's an acquired taste.
It's got a wang to it.
There's all kinds of different varieties that you can get. I have a tendency to get the stuff that's more of a fruity nature, just to make it more palatable. But
you the fruity one.
And it's actually slightly alcoholic too. So
yeah, you can get a buzz off of kombucha.
Yeah,
you can.
Exactly.
No, but I agree with you, Brittany. Kombucha is great. You can make it at home. I guess you can buy it if there's loads of organic kombucha, but I'm sorry that it's going to be just destroying the atmosphere as you know it. Anything organic is just so dangerous to our world. Everybody must go GMO. Brittany says, I'm sorry for the long message. By the way, great job on the website, Captain Morgan. Yes, Captain, you did a great job. You're doing a great job. Happy birthday one day later. Brittany, call us anytime if you want, live on the air from Alaska. We'd love to talk to you, hear your voice, or you can just write us at robertscottbell.com like you do, or follow us on Twitter at RS Bell Media.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Keep checking in with us at the website, robertscottbell.com, or listen to the show. We'll keep you updated on upcoming events. Next one, officially for the public, free, open to the public, is at the Health Basket. And it's in Central Florida. You can find that on the website. And that is December 17th, Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Wide open. And then the next big event starts 2017, off right. Thanks to Joni Abbott. We love her, Homegrown Health, and all that she's doing. In Quad Cities, Moline, Davenport, Iowa. We're going to be there for a very special event on the 7th. Of January, the 7th of January, and it is in the show notes. Just scroll down today's show notes, robertscottbell.com. You'll see it there. Now, other things that we do when I go to these shows, as I said, I like to scour the shows to find things that are just really cool. They stand out. Something that's special, that's RSB approved, right? As people joked about it. That is something I did yesterday, especially with the Cacilia.com. The True Align system. I mean, it's incredible. Absolutely, I'm not like I got nothing on. This was a new thing. I saw this, what was happening there. And I said I was stunned. I was like, well, gravity is adjusting you, and it was very inexpensive. I bought one. Stuart Tomka bought one. Kevin and Doc Harmony bought one. The system, if you go to Cacelia, K-A-C-E-L-I-A.com, you'll see what this is. And I. Here, you want an unsolicited testimonial. Super done. I picked up my daughter Ariana from school today, after school.
Yeah.
I walked in, you know, waited for her because the class went out late or something. She walked up to me and looked at me and said, Dad, are you taller? Did you get taller? You look taller. Like, she kept going on about how much taller I look. And I'm not kidding you. I got off of that thing. I did it a second time on Sunday. I think I did Saturday. But you get off of that thing, you gain a half inch to a full inch, because most of us, gravity, when we're on this planet long enough, you start slouching a little bit. You get crunched down. This thing opens you back up. It opened up my breathing. It was incredible. It is incredible. And I got it at home. I got it set up already. And so I think my wife's got my son on it now. And this is something I want you all to look into. By the way, if you go to Cacelia.com, I said, please give a code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners to get a discount. They said, all right. So that code you can't forget because we've used it with three different companies now. RSB15 will get you there.
Well, and one of the things, things that I noticed when I was checking out the website is that if you don't want to pay for it just outright, they've got like multiple payment plans on this too, so it's actually affordable and easier to get. There's like two different payment plans that you can.
It's like $350. I think that's the retail, and then and it's good forever. And then you take 15% off of that if you go if you do the RSV 15. And then, I don't know how much a chiropractic visit costs because I married one, but they think about how many it would take to get up to, I don't know, $300, and you're paid for. You're paid for. And then you can start actually helping your friends and family. If you wanted, you could charge them $10 if you feel so inclined. I'm telling you, this is really cool stuff. Very exciting. I was very excited to meet, that's Dr. Hayworth. Let me see. Kelly was the husband, Evelyn, Dr. Evelyn Hayworth. We had her on the show yesterday. Another big find, chocolate. And it's not like I found chocolate. But people were raving about this chocolate. It's called Innocent Chocolate. I met this guy, Ty Cherry. His name is Ty Cherry. What a great name for a chocolatier, right? Ty Cherry. And he's making this stuff. I think he's down in Florida, South Florida. InnocentChocolate.com, the darkest medicinal chocolate I've ever had. And I've had a lot. This stuff is, I'm telling you, it's really good. And they have these shots. You can pour chocolate shots. They're not liqueur, but they're medicine. And it's so good. I wanted more. I only got a little tiny shot, so I'm going to try to order some. InnocentChocolate.com. And then the Shanti Bar. You know, this is part of the problem. When I'm at these shows, I don't eat well. I don't usually eat at all, in fact. But I found this bar, raw, organic energy bars. And a lot of them are so filled with sugar, you're like, come on, really? I'm not eating that. Or they have other crap filler ingredients. The first bar I tried from them was a spirulina bar. And I get nothing from them for telling you this. I'm just telling you this is a good bar. And the spirulina bar, first spirulina bar I ever tasted that was yummy. I mean, totally delicious. I like spirulina, but let's admit it, folks. Unless you're pregnant and you have weird taste buds, spirulina doesn't taste good. But they have a good tasting bar. They have ones for vitality, for revitalization. They even have a libido one. That was funny yesterday on the air. I gave one of our guests on the air, Paige, I said, check this out. And she opened it and ate it without even reading it. I'm like, No, read it. Read it. She ate the libido one. I'm like, oh, man. I said, read it. Don't just say because I like it, it's good. I want you all to read it. Do your homework, too. All right, next hour, Dr. Rashid Batar joins us on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we go advanced medicine on you. That's right. Heretical stuff when it comes to medical science because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.